This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris joins me live in studio. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Coy.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
You made another year. How about that?
Another decade.
Was it yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're 25 years old. That's amazing. Youngest mayor in Charlottesville history. It's that's really something, isn't it?
You know, my father's hometown recently elected a mayor who's, I believe, 18 when he got elected in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Get out.
Young guy. So
why did he? Why? That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, very precocious young man.
Yeah, well, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I bet he's got his hands full.
Waldo almost got elected to council when he was 21, 22, something.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Waldo Jaquith? Yeah.
So.
So you have some, we have a lot we want to talk about, but you have some news that you would like to break here on this program. So let's give you the proper introduction.
This is a breaking news update from News Radio 1070 WINA.
I just love playing that.
That's really impressive.
How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, the city and the county and Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority have taken a number of steps in the last year or so to revisit some of the assumptions about our community water supply plan. And I think some people have chided us for doing this, and others have praised us for doing this. But today we got another, I think, affirmation for a pretty major affirmation for this effort to take a harder look at some of those assumptions. One of the assumptions underlying the original plan was that this new dam that's envisioned for the Ragged Mountain Reservoir was going to cost upwards of 70 some odd million dollars. And we hired a team of consultants to come in and take a harder look at those assumptions that our former consultant, Gannett Fleming, made, and some of the design considerations they were looking at. And we just got a report today indicating that actually we can build a perfectly good dam at Ragged Mountain for about 23
million, 24 million?
22.5 million dollars.
So not over 70 million, but you can accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, 22.538 million dollars. So now... which is obviously now. I'm not entirely sure if this is an apples to apples comparison, because what this new estimate does not include is the cost of an embankment on 64, which I'm sure will be many millions of dollars if we end up going that route.
Yeah, but it's not going to be over 50.
No.
Yeah.
So
and this this total price tag doesn't include the cost of the pipeline,
no,
which is necessary to make the new reservoir work.
It does not. But in one. You know, we had to spend a few hundred thousand dollars to bring in this new set of consultants. And I have said all along that, yeah, I don't like having to pay for new studies and new consultants and whatnot, but if it ends up saving a substantial amount of money, it's a good investment. And in this case,
it looks like it already saved us tens of millions of dollars.
Exactly. Now, for me, the next step is can we go even further? And I realize that may sound like we're getting a little bit crazy now, but I'm not
crazy.
Still,
is good if you want government to save money,
right?
be as crazy as you want.
So I've pushed the idea, and city council has agreed that you know, to ask the question, do we even need a brand new dam, or can we get by simply patching up the existing dam and extending its life for many more decades, and saving even more money, and potentially adding some height to the existing dam. But so we are about to complete or undertake that analysis, which may end up driving the projected estimate down even further. So I think what we're seeing is that getting better data can pay off. And it's made the process, it's taken longer. You know, I think a lot of people were hoping that we'd be under construction by now with a new dam. But if we had stuck with the original plan, we would have ended up with a dam that could have cost us $50 million more than what we're now projecting to have to spend. That's a lot of money that we've saved by taking a little extra time and getting some better information.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. The phone lines are open for you. You got a question? Join this conversation, 977-1070. Dave, also talk about the demand analysis, which is the with Dede Smith and Richard Lloyd just the other day, and how, you know, the analysis that we're working off of was published in 2004 but didn't use any data after 2001.
Right.
And it already shows that its projections are way off.
Way off. As of this year, I believe 28% off, which is huge. This is not, you know, a couple percentage points here and there. And this is, again, another case where by getting better data, we might find that we don't need as much storage as we thought, which again could end up saving us a substantial amount of money by having a more accurate picture of our long-term demand. Water use is going down, and it wasn't just a temporary drop because of the drought. We are no longer in drought, and we're still saving a substantial amount of water per capita over what we were before. And that's because technology has improved, because people are getting smarter about use of water, and we're not using water as much as we used to for certain things where we don't need to use treatable water for, like watering golf courses, as an example. I mean, we still do some of that, but we're seeing people get smarter about the use of water, and we're seeing a lot more, you know, low-flow toilets come online now and other systems that reduce water consumption. So if we take a hard look, which we're now doing, at demand, actual demand consumption, projected demand, and we find that the initial estimates that underlie the current plan are way off, which I think they are, we may be able to save even more money, that's a good thing for everybody.
977-1070 is the phone number. One of the takeaways from my conversation with Dede Smith and Richard Lloyd is they stress the fact that we're asking people elected to local office to make very important decisions that could potentially cost this community a great deal of money.
Sure.
And yet we're asking them to make these decisions with flawed data.
That's correct.
With crappy data. You know, numbers that we know are wrong.
Sure.
So talk a little bit about the... You know, you've been sort of a leader in saying, hey, we can't make these decisions when we know the numbers are bad.
Right.
And yet you still get pushback from people saying, yeah, that doesn't matter.
Right.
Go ahead and make the decision we want you to make, even though we know the numbers are bad.
Right. And I think that's just flawed. And I think, you know, I don't want to prolong this decision any longer than necessary. However, I do believe, and I've long believed, that we need to make sure it's based on the best possible information. The perfect example of that, as I think we've discussed in the show before, is the cost estimates on dredging the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir, which there were almost literally back of the envelope calculations done years ago by the same consultant who projected this new dam would cost $70 million plus. Now we find out it's more like $25 million, $23 million. The same consultant said that it could cost upwards of $220 million to dredge the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. We're now testing that assumption as well, and it's looking like it's going to be a fraction of that. And I just think it's wrongheaded to proceed with a plan that's based on such wildly inaccurate information.
So I guess we're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. 977-1070 is the phone number. Join this conversation right now. It's a local call, 977-1070. So I guess we won't be hiring Gannett Fleming anytime soon. We won't be rushing to their doorstep.
Well, I don't, you know.
I mean, I'm not going to say on the air that they sold us a bill of goods, but there's not much they left us that we're really carrying forward.
I think as we've revisited a number of the assumptions that they made, I think we're finding that, you know, there's some better numbers out there.
Yeah.
Better data out there. So.
Let's bring the listeners in on this conversation. Betty is on line one in Charlottesville. Betty, you're on with Dave Norris. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Coy. Well, this is Betty Mooney from Citizens for a Sustainable Water Supply Plan. And as you know, we have not heard this news, so this is breaking news to us also. And I'd just like to ask Dave, or, you know, has he actually read the report yet? I mean, of course, we don't want to comment on it till we read it. But just to remind everybody, and I know Dave knows this, that this is not going to meet our water. This is not the water supply plan. This is one part of it. And the dam, part of the dam plan, requires a pipeline. And the pipeline is estimated at the last consultants that looked at it upward of $60 million, but the $60 million includes no route for the pipeline. So the dam isn't any good without the pipeline. So I think I'm anxious to look at the dredging costs and, like Dave Norris says, Mayor Norris, we need a comparison. This is just preliminary, and I think we all need to just digest this and really read the report and see what it actually says. And, of course, there's a huge embankment issue that has to be addressed.
Yeah, Betty,
at 64.
Thank you so much for the call. Absolutely, Dave.
She's right. The embankment issue is not addressed in this report. I have just gotten this report today, and I've just read the executive summary. So to answer a question, I have not completed reading the full report. But the embankment issue is being treated as a separate project, even though we all know that it's part and parcel of the same project.
That's like the Meadow Creek Parkway.
Right,
you know, the interchange is not part of the road.
Right. But if you expand the dam to the height that this new dam is being projected, you have to, it's going to pull water under the 64, under Interstate 64. And in order to control that, to hold that, you'd have to build an embankment on 64, which I'm sure will be
so like
costly.
A mini dam against the highway.
Right. I have long argued, as has Citizens for Sustainable Water Supply, that we should be doing what we can to avoid having to pull the reservoir up to the 64 and under 64, and that if there are ways of meeting our long-term water supply needs without having to maximize the size of the Ragged Mountain Reservoir, we should pursue those. And I've fully agreed. The point about the pipeline, as we've discussed on the show before, that's a accurate statement that we have alternatives for the pipeline that we've been looking at. The Ragged Mountain Reservoir is currently fed by a pipeline from Sugar Hollow Reservoir. That's a very old pipeline, which is either in need of replacement or extensive repair, either of which would be a very costly proposition. And there are some environmental issues involved in pulling water from the headwaters of the Mormons River, which we don't need to go into now, but there are arguments pro and con for various pipeline alternatives. It's a much longer pipeline than the new pipeline that's being proposed that would link the two reservoirs, the South Fork Reservoir and Ragged Mountain Reservoir.
Yeah, but the new dam, that this new bathtub at Ragged Mountain that proponents want to build as part of the 50-year water supply plan, again, does not work without a pipeline. It absolutely requires a pipeline, and the plans and estimates for the pipeline are still, you know, being crafted. We still don't know what that would possibly cost.
Well, that's true for either pipeline. We don't know what it would cost to replace the Sugar Hollow pipeline and bring that up to par. And so, yes, we need better information on that. We did get a study done about the alignment, because many of us noted that
alignment meaning where it would go,
where the new pipeline, many of us noted
whose yard it goes through.
Well, it was problematic because it was envisioned to go along the right of way for the new Western Bypass, which
ain't gonna get built.
It's not gonna get built. So
no.
The question is are there other viable or feasible routing alternatives for that new pipeline if the Western Bypass is not built? It looks like there are, which was reassuring to know that it's not. We don't have to rely on the Western Bypass being built in order to build the new pipeline. There's a number of issues that we're still looking at with the pipelines. The plan as it is now doesn't envision starting construction on the new pipeline for another 10 or 15 years, and doesn't even envision starting to purchase right away for the new pipeline for a number of years. I would argue, Bill Crutchfield and others have argued, that if we're going to build this new pipeline, we should start buying that right-of-way sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense to rush forward with a dam to build a new bathtub that you can't fill.
Right, right.
Because it would be years after that before you'd even build the pipeline to fill it.
Right. So I would just assume if we're going to build this new pipeline, go ahead and start working on it. Starting by buying the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Making sure we have a viable route mapped out and then buy the right-of-way to make it happen.
And all of this talk, for folks who are just joining us, we're talking with Dave Norris of Charlottesville. All of this talk, we want to remind people, as Dee Dee said the other day, we have plenty of water. This whole plan, all of this talk about a new water supply plan isn't for water. I mean, we have plenty of water. This is in case of a drought. This is an emergency supply. That's all this is.
Well,
right?
Yes, to a certain extent. I mean, it is a little frustrating in that you really have to provide for much more water storage than you are ever going to need in any normal year because of the risk of drought. You have to plan for worst case scenario. That's true of any community. It's not just Charlottesville. So, so we have that's a state mandate that we have no. There's no leeway there. However, if you look at the actual demand, actual water usage that we're seeing now, and you look at the water conservation measures that are in place now, are coming online in the near future. If you look at the possibility of dredging and how we might expand storage there, you start to ask whether or not we even need this large new dam at Ragged Mountain. And if the other pieces can fall into place to make it possible to avoid building a large new dam at Ragged Mountain, why wouldn't we?
Yeah, and I would say, and I said this the other day, I think one of the most critical things here is that we need a new demand analysis that the state requires us to do anyway.
We're required by November of next year to do a new demand analysis.
And yet so, the proponents of this water supply plan, they're acting like that is not the case, that we're not going to have to do one. So you're standing up there saying, hey, let's go ahead and do that since we have to do it next year anyway.
Right.
No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to know what it might tell us. Oh, man, it's right. Got to be so frustrating. Love politics. We're talking with Dave Norris. Before we let you go, thoughts about the dialogue on race, that all those conversations are now making their way into actual policy proposals.
Right. We're moving from the dialogue sort of phase to the action phase. And during the discussion circles that we had going on this winter, we asked the dozens of little discussion groups to come up with specific ideas for improving race relations in our community. And they did. They came up with over 100 concrete ideas, which we've now sort of categorized into different action areas like economics, education, culture, government, et cetera. And now we've created action teams around in each of these areas to flesh out some of these ideas and proposals. Some of them are short-term in nature that we can go ahead and implement right away. Some of them are going to be long-term in nature. Some of them may never see the light of day. But that's and some of them are things that the city council can do. Some of them are things that the community can do.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've asked these action teams to sort of figure out. All those variables and come back to us with a plan.
Because I got to tell you, I'm so impressed by this because this is the very definition of open government, civic engagement. Let's have a conversation. Let's hear what your ideas are, right. Community, about changes to this community. And this city council is completely open to it. Bring
us
your ideas.
Absolutely. We had 700 people participate in these study circles, discussion circles. It's the largest civic engagement project we've had here over 10 years. We are absolutely open to new ideas. And we're absolutely willing to acknowledge our warts and figure out how we can improve as a community.
Yeah. Dave Norris, he's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he recently celebrated a birthday celebration. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Coy.
Thank you for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.